Pasuk says that HaKadosh Baruch Hu tells Bilam, Im l'kra l'cha bo anoshim, if people have come to invite you to curse Klal Yisrael, kum leich itam. And Rashi says, Im akri shelcha, if this invitation you think is to your benefit, v'savat alito le'eschar, and you believe that you will get paid and reward for what you're doing, kum leich itam. The Kozmogar Rebbe, at one of the Siyum Hashas of Daf Yomi, asked, what does Rashi mean that HaKadosh Baruch Hu was saying to Bilam? That HaKadosh Baruch Hu was saying to Bilam that if you think you'll make some benefit from this invitation, go, why should that make a difference to HaKadosh Baruch Hu? So he quoted the Chiddush Shaharim, who said that sometimes we find people who are far from Avodas Hashem are able to prevail over those who are closer to Avodas Hashem. And how is that? People who are true to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, shouldn't they always prevail? So he answered, so Chiddush Shaharim said that people who have false agendas and improper agendas, but they believe in those agendas with all of their fiber. Whereas sometimes we, who have the proper agenda, are not as committed to that agenda as they are. Bilam, when he was invited to curse Klal Yisrael, and there was nothing in it for him, didn't have a true agenda. But once he was going to benefit from it, then HaKadosh Baruch Hu said that if that's your only goal, that you're going to think you're going to benefit, so HaKadosh Baruch Hu said that that's a reason where that I know you won't be successful. If you were going to curse and there was a true intention to curse because you thought that that was right, then I would have to be concerned. But if I see, says Hashem, that all you're just interested in is making a few dollars, I don't have to worry. The Mishnah Perkei Avos, Perkei Mishnah Yutes, says, Komish Yesha B'Shlosh Dvarim Halolu, Mitalmidiv Shal Avram Avinu, whoever has these three attributes from the Talmidim of Avram Avinu, V'Shlosh Dvarim Acherim, and the others are Mitalmidiv Shal Bilam HaRosh. Ayin Toiva, he has a good eye, he looks favorably, generously, at other people, Ruach Moich V'Nefesh Feli, he's modest, he's humble, mitalmidav shal Avram Avinu. Ayin rov, he doesn't look favorably at other people. Ruach gvoi v'nefesh rechava, arrogant, mitalmidav shal Bilam HaRosh. And the Mishnah continues, ma bein talmidav shal Avram Avinu, talmidav shal Bilam HaRosh. What is the difference between these two groups? Talmidav shal Avram Avinu, oichlam boilam hazav, noichlam boilam haba, will be successful in this world and in the next world. Shenamar lahanchel oyev ayesh vaytrusayim amalei av talmidei shabilam rosh yorshim gehenim v'yordan l'be'ashachas. So the question that we need to know is, why is the Mishnah giving us this long description in identifying the difference between Avram Avinu's talmidim and Bilam's talmidim? Isn't it obvious what's the difference? The Sefer Siach Yaakov explains that there wasn't that both of them says that both of them, Avram Avinu had a yeshiva and Bilam had a yeshiva. The difference between them is how distinct and how deep did the Talmidim of these two yeshivas. How were we able to see who was a Talmud of Avram Avinu, who was a Talmud of Bilam HaRosh? So he said, the difference is that the Talmidim of Avram Avinu were taught not just Torah, they were taught also Midos, how a person is supposed to live and how a person is supposed to behave. And Bilam's Talmidim were taught that how we act towards each other is unimportant. Rashi at the beginning of our parasha says, "Vim Taimer, if you will ask, why did HaKadosh Baruch Hu make a Navi like Bilam. So Rashi explains, that the Akum should not be able to say, had you, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, given us Nevi'im, we would have also done what's right. So says Rashi, Hemelam Nevi'im, he appointed a Navi. And who was the Navi? Bilam. And Bilam just did the opposite. V'heim baratzu geder oilam. Shebetchila hayu gedurim barayis. Before Bilam, there was some level of morality. V'zeh noslam eitz l'havka atzim l'znos. He created an environment of morality. So the question is, how does HaKadosh Baruch Hu responding? How is this an adequate response to their question? They could have said that we should have had a Navi who was a person of impeccable behavior. And if you would have appointed a Navi who was a tzaddik, then yes, maybe that Navi tzaddik would have been able to have influence on us. So the Rambam in the Shemayna Parakim, based on a Gemara Masechta Yevam of Mem Tes Amud Beis, says that besides that we understand that the way we act, Bein Adam L'Chaveroi, is critical in our observance, there's another important point what Midos Ra'os, improper behavior, create. And that is that it creates a mechitza, it creates a barrier between us and HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And that's why he explains that the Nevuah of Moshe Rabbeinu was always called Askaplaria Hami'ira. It was clear. What does clarity mean? Clarity means that he was able to see and be able to feel HaKadosh Baruch Hu because Moshe Rabbeinu represented the best of what a human being could be. Bilam, as we see at the beginning of the parasha, says, I won't go with people who are not significant enough. So that's what the Torah has to, that's why the Tana and Pirkei Avos has to tell us who Bilam was. The Tana is trying to teach us that Bilam was a Navi. There's no question that he was a Navi. But what he saw, but what he wasn't able was to connect to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And the reason he wasn't able to connect to HaKadosh Baruch Hu was because of his Midas Ros. And what we're learning from here is that in Nevuah, there might not have been any difference between the level of Moshe Rabbeinu and Bilam. Where the differences were manifested was in the way they behaved. And that's what, if they would have said to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, well, you should have given us a Navi who was a greater tzaddik, it wouldn't have made a difference. Because if they weren't behaving as they're supposed to behave, there's no way for them to become connected to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. There's no Navi, whoever that Navi was or is, could have never brought them to be closer to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And that's what the Torah is teaching us. That when there are no Midos, when there's a person who's only in it for themselves, as the Klausenberg Rebbe said, Bilam's entire interest was only what's in it for me, and not what to think, what could I do for another person, and only what's good for my position, then that person can never connect to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and that's a person that cannot really have power over Klal Yisrael. And I saw the Dubna Magid explains there's a Medrash. The Medrash says, V'shama Hashem l'choas abris, asher nishba l'avaisecha. Says the Medrash, Komash Yisrael oichlem b'olam hazeh, everything that Klal Yisrael enjoy in this world, mikoyach b'choysev shalos sarosha. Aval ha-brocha sh'brocha yisrael ma'ovais ha-gdoshim, the brachas that we receive from Avram, Yitzhak, and Yaakov, mushumarim hein l'asolavai sh'nemar. And the question is, what does this mean that we enjoy benefit because the brachas, the klolos that Bilam wanted to say that became brachas are what give us strength in this world and the rest don't? So he says as he normally does with a mashal, there were two people that came to the market with merchandise to sell. One had very high quality merchandise, and the other one did not. The person who had high quality merchant said, had no problem who would come to examine what he had, because he knows that he has high quality product. The second person that had the knew that his product is inferior, he doesn't want everybody to be allowed to examine his merchandise. All he wants to do is actually to get people who aren't really experts in being able to examine the merchandise and just be able to purchase it and not really pay a lot of attention. So he explains that when we came to the time of our avos, the avos, as we're learning now, represent Talmidov Shel Avraham Avinu, represent perfect, wonderful merchandise. The generations that have come afterwards, particularly the generations that are affected, that are influenced by the terrible golus that we are experiencing, they don't have the midos. They don't have in them those characteristics that are required to come to the level of the Avos HaKadoshim. So the Medrash says, in this world of golus, in this world of golus, we are like Bilam, and our brachas emanate from Bilam, because since we don't have that, those great midos, we are not able to connect to HaKadosh Baruch Hu as much as one could possibly connect. But Lasalavai, when Mashiach comes, when we come to a world where the world will recognize what is important and what is unimportant, and what is the way we're supposed to live versus the way we're not supposed to live, in such a world, people will have the midos tovus, the proper behavior that is so critical. In a world of proper behavior, we connect to the derech avoseinu. We connect to the derech of our avos kedoshim. And when we connect to the derech of our avos hakedoshim, then we'll be zoich to have the brachas through our avos hakedoshim.